Hi, everybody, and welcome to Stories from the Midlife Crisis Dance Party. My name is Ray Serebrin, and I am the host of the Midlife Crisis Dance Party radio program on KPTZ in Port Townsend. The following is one of our story time segments that we present each week. I hope you enjoy it.
Ah, you're just in time for a story.
When the sky is dark and the moon aglow and the morning star burning from afar enters into view, all that I can...
Yes, my friends, that's the theme song for Storytime, a weekly feature of the Midlife Crisis Dance Party. And today I think our feature is going to be very informative. It's called Workplace Wisdom. And our story time this week is about offering some support to the next generation as they prepare to enter the workforce. I've been noticing that some, including my own family members, are about to enter the workforce, and I thought it would be appropriate for me to pass along some of the wisdom I have gained from over 40 years of working and over 30 years in management. So I put together some tips for the modern employee to help you succeed in the workplace. So here's the first tip. It's a very important tip. Do not dip your tie in the toilet. This is a basic workplace rule for men, which can also be stated as do not bend over an open toilet while wearing a tie. Now, if this does happen, you need to immediately soak your tie down in tap water, blot it with paper towels until the tie puckers up to about three times its normal size, and then tuck it into your shirt. So that's tip number one. Don't dip your tie into the toilet. Tip number two is, if you can avoid it, don't wear a tie at all. Ties pose all kinds of workplace hazards. First of all, it might get caught in a shredder and pull your face into its blades. Shredding off your face is bad for both internal and external customer relations. Tip number three, casual Friday is a landmine waiting to blow off your entire lower body unless you follow some basic rules, and here are some ideas. Men, do not wear lederhosen or man kilts on casual Friday. No one wants to see your bony knees or your skinny white legs. Plus, kilt wearing in one of those new liberal dog-friendly workplaces is an invitation for some curious Great Dane to sniff your genitals, which can be very damaging to your image as a competent, polished employee. And women, do not wear revealing tank tops. There is one exception to this rule. If your company manufactures something like hot water tanks or battle tanks, especially tanks with rocket launchers on them, well, wearing a tank top will be seen as a sign of loyalty to your firm. Tip number four, never dip your pen in company ink. Never dip your pen in company ink. I learned this rule from my old friend Don, who I used to work with at Seattle Public Library. This is a metaphorical statement, never dip your pen in company ink, about human relations in the workplace. I'm not sure I understand it, but Don insisted that this was a very important rule. Now, that brings up the whole topic of sexual harassment in the workplace, which is tip number five. Sexual harassment in the workplace is an issue that has taken on new meaning thanks to the Me Too movement. The Me Too movement is a movement about countering sexual harassment. Sadly, the new rules of the day have many male workers worried about how to behave towards their female counterparts. One of the new rules is not to meet with a female counterpart alone in a room. Only meet them in large open spaces surrounded by people watching you, or out in a field where cows are grazing, or in any similar suitable exposed environment. Men, I am sorry if you are confused by all of this. My advice is, as always, adapt or die. Tip number 6, do not overanalyze or overreact to nonverbal cues. For example, if a coworker has his or her arms crossed over their chest, that might mean that they are having a negative reaction to what you're saying, or it may mean that they are hiding a skin condition like a rash under their armpits. Likewise, a worker who is raising their eyebrows may be expressing incredulity, or they may be a person whose Botox injections have gone awry. So just be thoughtful about messaging until you really know what's going on. Tip number 7, avoid the use of jargon. Don't tell a coworker that you utilized a multi-tined tool to process a starch resource when what you mean to say is that you'd used a fork to eat a potato. Some commonly overused jargon terms are actualization, synergistic, value-added, and leveraged. These terms are simply not compatible in an expanded array of client-centric applications in the modern workplace. I think that goes without saying. And our final tip, which is tip number 8, remember, there is no I in team. It is also the case that there is no you in team, especially if you were kicked off the team. And there is no Y in team, and there will be no you on the team if you ask why too much. It is also the case if you take the letters from the word team and reorder them, they spell meat. And that reminds us to never cook raw meat in the staff microwave in a team setting. And finally, remember that an anagram for teamwork is Korean worm market, which is where we all could be working if we do not follow these simple workplace tips brought to you as a service of the Midlife Crisis Dance Party. Good luck on the job, my friend. You'll need it. I'm Ray Serebrin, and that was Stories from the Midlife Crisis Dance Party. We invite you to tune in every Thursday at 3 p.m. for more frivolity, absurdity, and melody. Thanks so much for listening.